Everything is always about the dream. Always about the dream. I was 28 years old. I'd already done 6 years in corporate America. And a guy stopped me in the locker room and asked me, do I know anyone who'd like to make an extra $1,500 a month? He didn't talk about getting rich. He didn't talk about getting wealthy. He didn't even talk about freedom. You know, the average person would love to make an extra $300 to $500 a month. We're not talking about everybody become a multi-billionaire. You can, if you want to pay that price. I hear people all the time, I want to be a billionaire. Well, okay. No problem. I want to be a multi-millionaire. Well, you can. Okay. But it's going to require you cutting off the television. It's going to require you missing some football games, some basketball games. It's going to require some sacrifice on the part that only you know if you're willing to make. So I like keeping it simple. That guy asked me, do I know anybody like to make an extra $1,500 a month? I said, yes, me. I didn't know what he was talking about, and I got excited. I got a little bit excited. I got a twinge of hope. That was 6 years in corporate America. I mean, I'm 20 years old. Had my own home, 4 cars in the driveway, pool in the backyard. My wife was a flight attendant, so I could fly anywhere in the world pretty much for free or for peanuts. Okay, I had all the cars I wanted to drive, didn't buy insurance, didn't put gas in them. The company fed me 5-6 nights a week. I'm living on a company expense report. I mean, I live a lifestyle people dreamed about. I wore my shirt and tie to work, my briefcase. I look good, status good, but as far as I was concerned, I was still broke. Not broke compared to my next door neighbor. Not broke compared to the guys in my neighborhood. Just broke compared to people who had some real money. That makes sense? Just broke, like one of my nephews one day asked my uncle, people in the family say you're rich. I said, well, compared to you, I'm rich. You don't have any money. But compared to Oprah, Uncle Tyrone broke. Okay, see, it's a relative term. Money is relative. And money is not to do all to say all. Okay, because when you have some serious health issues going on that money can't solve, you realize how important, unimportant money is. But I tell you what, I got started. And I'll never forget that first meeting I was sitting in, Mr. Williams, Miss Abram. I'll never forget it. I'm sitting at first meeting with about 200 people in that room. Maybe 180, 200 people. And that guy was talking about homes and cars. He was talking about all these material things you can have. And I'm sitting there saying, man, I got 4 cars in the driveway now. I got 2 Lincolns in the driveway, a Ford Mustang and a Grand Marquis. 2 company cars and 2 I own. I was just sitting there. Didn't mean anything to me. But all of a sudden, he started talking about something that meant something. He said, have you ever thought about being free? Now, as far as I was concerned, I thought I was free. I mean, he's talking about the height of ignorance. I thought I was free. He said, have you ever thought? No, I mean really free. I said, man, I'm free right now. He said, I know that some of you are sitting there thinking you're free. He said, if you think you're free, don't show up on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and by Thursday, you'll be free. And when he said that, it hit me. I was not free. He said, freedom is when you throw away the alarm clock and you sleep to the crack of noon. Freedom is when you wake up in the morning and do what you want to do with your life. Freedom is when you go to that golf course on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday and play golf when everybody else is at the office. Freedom is when you go fishing on Tuesday, Wednesday. Freedom is when you stroll in the movies with your kid on a Wednesday afternoon and there's nobody in the movie theater but you and your child because everybody else is at work. Freedom is when all the fathers at work and you're the only father at the Little League baseball game with your kid or your grandkids. Man, he started painting that picture for freedom, guys. And I never forget, I sit up in my chair. I said, wait a minute, what's this freedom thing you're talking about? Okay. And it blew my mind. He asked a simple question. What's retirement age? Everybody started yelling out numbers. 65, 75. Said, see how we've been conditioned? Retirement doesn't have anything to do with age. Retirement has everything in the world to do with money. This couple speaking from the stage were 32 years old. He and his wife were both retired. 2 brand new Cadillacs in the driveway, owned a brand new home. And they were both retired at 32 years old. I said, oh my God, I got to get this freedom thing. Okay. And I didn't know. I didn't know how long it's going to take me to get free. Some of you right now today, you don't know how long it's going to take you to get free. You want to be free. I know you can taste it. I see Dante Taylor. He can taste it, man. He can taste it. I can hear it in his voice. He can take it up. He can taste this freedom thing. They want it, but you're willing to pay the price to get it. When I saw it, I was willing to pay the price. Man, I was, before then, I knew every television program that came out. I was a walking TV guy. You could call me and say, what time did the show come on? I didn't have to put out the news, but I could tell you what time it came out. I was a walking TV guy. Okay? I spent the weekend watching football like everybody else. But when I saw freedom, when I saw that freedom thing, when I was sold that dream of freedom, man, I shut it all down. I said, I'm going to freedom. And at 32 years old, I was able to, my wife and I, she was able to walk away from a job she'd been on for 8 years as a flight attendant for US Air. And she walked, yes, we gave up the flying privilege. Yes, we gave the benefits. Yes, we gave up the stock option, gave it all up. Okay, why? So I had a kid and he didn't even know his mama. He'd come home and she'd go to reach for him and he'd run. Because she's flying and she didn't know him and he didn't know her. Okay, it was breaking her heart. I said, quit. She walked away at 32 years old. My son don't even remember. He's 32 right now. He don't ever remember his mother having a job. It took me 8 more years. I didn't retire till I was 40 years old. I'm telling you, I'd do it all over again. It took me 20 to walk into a job you've had for 10 years, 18 years in corporate America and say, I'm out. And never look back. That was July 14th. July 14th. That's tomorrow. That'd be 22 years.